I just want to draw your attention to that thought for a moment or two, as we find it here in this passage, in this verse, verse 20 particularly, in verse 21. I want you to consider with me the meaning of reconciliation. It means to change. Many times it's used. It can be used in monetary terms. And in that sort of terminology, it means when someone, two parties come together where there's been enmity and a difference has been made up. One has made the difference, one has made the balance or the payment. There's a change. It's applied to other things, and when it's applied to persons, it signifies replacing or a changing of a relationship. From a relationship where there was hostility, to one of being at peace between two parties. Therein, men and women, you see therefore the necessity of reconciliation when we consider mankind, when we consider God. God is a thrice holy God. Mankind, because of Adam's fall, is sinful. And they have offended God. We have offended God because of sin, because we are born in sin, and by nature we are sinners. And the Bible reminds us that we are at enmity with God. So therefore there needs to be a change. There needs to be a reconciliation. How can that come about? Not only do you have the meaning of reconciliation, but you have the mercy of reconciliation. And what I mean by that is that God is always the author of reconciliation. God always takes the initiative in the work of reconciliation. You put your mind back to Genesis 3. Adam sinned against the Lord and Eve with him, of course. And they sought to hide themselves. And yet we read in the cool of the day, it was the Lord God who came. And it was the Lord God who cried, "Where art thou?" It wasn't Adam running to God. It was the other way around. God is the author of reconciliation. He always initiates the work of it. That same message is found, of course, in other verses. 2 Corinthians 5, for example, the words of verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, what doing? Reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. It's seen here in verse 21, of which we have considered in Colossians. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he has done the work, hath he reconciled. God is always the author. And you see also from our text the reason for it. Why should God do it? Why should God reconcile a hateful, sinful people unto himself, one who rebelled against God and Adam? What's the reason? Verse 19, for it pleased the Father. That's it. That's the mercy of God. It pleased, it was his good pleasure. God, the offended one, was under no obligation to bring sinners again into fellowship with him. He could have damned us. He could have condemned us. That's what he did with the devil and with the fallen angels. He didn't make a way whereby they would be reconciled again. No, he has condemned them, and he is keeping them until that final day of destruction. They are reserved unto the day of God's wrath. But yet God was merciful in seeking to reconcile sinners. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. It pleased him that as he would look down the corridors of time, that you and I should be reconciled to him again, that we would be in fellowship with him. Not because he saw anything good in us, Well, there was nothing there. But because of His love, His grace, and His mercy, it pleased Him. How did He reconcile us? How can God be just and the justifier of them that believeth? He does it completely. And I want you to see the means of reconciliation in verse 20. It's by Christ's death. Having made peace, bringing the sinner who is hostile to God to be in a change where there's peace with God. How did He do it? He made peace through the blood of His cross. By Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. You'll see it again in Romans chapter 5, in the words of verse 8. But God commendeth His love toward us. See, He's initiated it again. In that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. That's the means of it. That's what it cost the Father. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. The means of it was by Christ's death. The means of our reconciliation was by the blood of the perfect Lamb. The Lord Jesus Christ, laying down His life on the cross, He satisfied God's justice. He satisfied God's anger against our sin. And He turned away God's wrath from us. There's another word that sums that up, and that's propitiation. Turned away God's wrath from you and me. That wrath was laid on Christ. He bore it all away through the blood of His cross. Ephesians 2 and verse 13. It simply says that now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For He is our peace, who hath made both one, hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. The means of reconciliation was through Christ. His death on the cross, the shedding of His own precious blood. For that blood was to atone for sin. Reconciliation was accomplished for us, not in us. Reconciliation concerns God's attitude about man, not man's attitude about God. God can be at peace with His people today because Christ has died. Christ has shed His precious blood. He finished the work and He rose again. And today, that is the very reason why we meet around the table. We're reconciled to God. We are reminded through the elements of what it cost the Holy One to bear away our sin. His broken body, His poured forth blood. The finished work of the Savior achieved our peace with God at an infinite cost. And it meant the change was wrought. Sinners are brought into a favor with the Holy God. We have peace. Having made peace through the blood of His cross. What a thought. And we rejoice that that is our standing. We're saved this morning. That is our position in Christ. May the Lord bless those few thoughts to your heart this morning for His own name's sake. One of the brethren will give thanks for the bread.